gel, and that acid helps with the gelling too. But you dilute it about half with water, and then make the jelly out of it. I just can the plums, seed and all, pick them over and can them, and then whenever I want some jelly, I make the jelly. We didn't have any this year, the frost got them, but I have enough to last us a year or two anyway.
Left over. That's one thing about country people, you probably have to buy every cotton pound thing you get.
You're just right.
Go to the dug out and get. Get anything you want, canned beans, pecan.
Oh, look like and see, I think I have.
No, no, don't do it.
Little bit of that jelly in the refrigerator. I won't look out there in the wilderness.
Yeah, that's one of the disadvantages.
That's one thing you can't starve in the farm to death. You couldn't starve me to death, save your life.
And that's not all, you know.
I eat a cow here. You got a cow, I can kill one. Anytime I get him eat up, I got another one. I eat another one. And man in town is starving to death. But you can't stand and starve in country folks.
That's right. And that's not all. I have to pay income tax on every cent I make. Then it's that that has to buy my meat, and I pay sales tax on my meat. It's a.
There's you. Like it was with chickens, yeah. We could eat an old hen one day, every day of the bird. And had to raise them faster than they could eat them up.
Now these are these Chickasaws?
Chickasaw, hog plum, they call it. That's the red, the best smelling thing you ever smelled in your life.
They have a whiny odor to them.
When they're ripe, they're the best smelling.
They seem not tart, good.
Yeah.
Now you can get up every morning and feel like you don't want a bite to eat. And if you eat one biscuit, for that, just start in and eat a biscuit and butter of it. You can sit in and just eat a devil look good back to it. It'll give you appetite.
Thank you. I bet those are good on hotcakes. Mm-hmm. I bet that's good on hotcakes.
I never did like a hotcake. You?
Oh, yeah, I love them. Oh, Lord. There's now and then I
those kids over there, Doris Allen was over here one time last year. He stayed here a while. One morning I asked him, hey, he stayed here in my school, didn't he?
Yes, he stayed here last
year. I asked
him
one morning, I said, do you like hotcakes for breakfast? And he said, yeah, I sure do. Well, he was having them eggs and bacon. So I said, how many can you eat? Oh, he said 10 or 12. And next morning I would cook hotcakes and I ate one. I ate about that big around. And I ate one and I'll swear he said about that little 14-year-old Just did he quit hungry.
Sounds like a little black sandbox.
I can eat one of them. I'm doing pretty good. If I can eat a guy on the floor,
I just don't like
taking
hotcakes.
I don't remember when I ever have had one. I can eat them pretty good at noon or supper. But I don't want any breakfast. I'm not hungry enough for breakfast to go hotcakes.
If I had an apple and I had a knife and you wanted half of it, what would you tell me to do?
Cut it in two.
If I had two of them and you wanted one, what would you say to me?
Give me one of them.
What's the sense in asking all those questions?
Well,
he's getting the different expressions
now,
from people.
Cut it in two, what would you say?
Huh?
Let's say I had an apple here and you wanted half of it. I had a knife, what would you tell me to do?
I'd say, cut it in two, give me half of it.
Or, well, my wife now would say, cut it half in two. And so I talk to some people and they'd say, have it.
Have it, and others would say, split it in two.
Yeah, split it.
Yeah, half a dozen ways to say it.
Now, strangely enough, you'll find that some of these expressions, not all of them, but some of them, are used in one part of the state, some of them are used in another part
of
the state.
Yeah, that's true.
And of course, the only way you can find out is to go ask people. Some of them are mixed, they're just floating around all over.
We had quite a kick out of the German people's expressions with their
smear case.